The Secretary General of the Ghana Federation of Labour, Abraham Compson, says government has the right to sack doctors if they fail to go back to work. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Compson said doctors who are among the essential services are not supposed to embark on strike, but to go to the negotiating table. He described the doctor's strike as illegal, adding that they are taking Ghanaians for granted. He spoke to George Ankara.
The doctor is waiting now to, I don't understand, because it is for the commission now to make sure they desert that award or that decision that they have taken on the installment payment and publish this thing in the desert. If the doctors refuse to comply, then they can be cited for contempt, or they themselves, doctors can go to appeal court to appeal against that decision of the Labour Commission. But they cannot say that, no, for us, they won't agree. That one is wrong.
So what are you telling them in form of advice?
No, they should, even in their case, the law prohibits strike actions in that sector, that essential services sector. It doesn't allow that. No matter how serious the agreement is, you must go through negotiations and all that to arrive at a decision. But you don't. Theirs is too bad. They can't do what they are doing. They have taken everybody to ransom. The government, me, I won't tell them what to do, but the law, that's why we stated in our statement that, you see, the vulnerability of the workers, maybe some leaders who are doing this thing. But if in the end, if you get the government that wants to deal with the situation, they can sack all of them. They can sack all of them. So somebody somewhere in my village there who is practicing may suffer for the bad decision taken by their leadership. So what I want you to do is that, if you like, take the forum, invite us, invite the doctors themselves, government, then we'll come to debate for them to tell the whole world that what they are doing is right. It is totally wrong. They can't do that.
Mr. Compson, who also waded into the strikes embarked on by some public sector workers, said the distasteful development on the industrial climate is a serious threat to the rights of workers guaranteed under the law. He said some infractions of the law occurred over the period involving the government, the National Labour Commission and the labour unions, resulting in suspicion and mistrust among the parties, thereby causing the strikes. He expressed worry over the violation of the law, which, if not addressed, could heighten the vulnerability of workers.
The Labour Commission, I am not too comfortable with how they have handled these issues, because the law says they should gazette their decisions, that is, the award that they give. For instance, if they adjudicate on an issue at the level of compulsory arbitration, whatever decisions that come up there, you have to gazette it and also publish it in some of the state media. Now, when you do that, then the award or your decision becomes legally binding on all the parties. Now, any party who feels aggrieved can go to the appeal court, but it appears that the commission has not been following this process.
Is that what you are describing as a violation of the law?
Yes, they are also part of it. The commission is part of it. The workers too are also doing it. Government too also has its own problems. So what I'm saying is that if the Labour Commission had gazetted their award, no party could have refused to comply. Because if you refuse to comply, you can be cited for contempt, or the commission can go to the High Court to enforce that decision. All these processes have not happened. That's why the workers who feel that, okay, if the law is not being complied with by the authorities, then we should also do our own thing.
In which area has government violated the law as far as labor disputes are concerned?
I would say that government has directly violated any law. But what government has not done is to empower or develop the capacity of the institutions that have been charged to handle these grievances. Now, for instance, even Fair Wages Salary Commission, the chief executive has been doing well, he's doing a very good PR, but he doesn't negotiate with the unions. And any negotiating team must have their capacity developed. So
no, but they are negotiating on behalf of government. The Fair Wages Salary Commission, they're negotiating on behalf of government. Yes.
No, what I'm saying is that you don't send any group of people to go and meet workers' unions to negotiate. The people who you have sent should be given the necessary training to understand what they are going to do.
I agree with you perfectly well, because if you go to most organizations in the country now, they have not been trained at the labor school, so they do not have a grasp of the labor law and union activity. That is a fact.
No, for private enterprises, they have a system where their negotiators are trained, not going to labor school. For instance, Fair Wages, those who go to meet the unions must understand the economy itself, what is happening to it. We have enough money, and they should also ask for a mandate. If government says, okay, because of the economic situation, we give you 20% is the highest that we can offer. So when you go to engage the unions, then you know exactly what you are. But if you don't go and sit there, then, okay, let's break for us to go and consult. And all these things, you know, the unions will become suspicious.
Now, in your view, government is saying that, the finance minister in particular is saying that, they are not refusing to pay the doctors and the lecturers, but they do not have the money to pay that quantum at a go. What advice are you giving the parties who are refusing to accept the payment in install?
If you owe somebody and the person drags you to court, then you say, oh, my lord, I'll pay. But unfortunately, I cannot pay at a go all this amount. They will ask you, so how are you going to pay? Over a period of time, how soon are you going to pay? So once you agree that I can pay this by 3 or 4 installments, no court will say that, no, pay all.
That was the Secretary General of the Ghana Federation of Labour, Abraham Kumsen.